talking about a sports star.
It was an advertisement. Feel the lotus, be the lotus, drive the lotus.
Wow, Krishna. That is another kind of preaching. That's a rapture. So the probability of getting the true acharya can be compared to the following process. Let's say there's a tortoise, right? Swimming in the ocean. Alright? Most of the time what it does, it swims under the water, right? And sometimes it comes up to get some air and then goes down again. Now, in the ocean, do you know how big is the ocean, right? We can't even imagine with our mundane mind. Sometimes. And we just throw a ring in this ocean. A ring. What are the chances of the tortoise coming up and putting on the ring on its neck? What are the chances? Amazingly nil. Correct? Amazingly nil. So that is exactly how difficult it is to get a true acharya. Not possible. You know the ring I was talking about? It's your Kunti Mala. That is the ring. Right? So, the chance for a Jivatma to get a real guru, is the possibility of the ring to get into the tortoise's neck. The mercy of the guru in spiritual life is very important. Without his mercy, one cannot reach Krishna. Because he is the one who is accepting all the karmas of his disciples and leads them to go in a right way to reach Krishna. The role of an acharya can be explained in the following example. Let's say there are two hills, alright, parallel to each other, and where then we have an ant and a lion, alright, who want to cross the mountain, who want to cross this hill. Now for the ant, can you imagine how long it's going to take? By the time it reaches over there, the ant will have beard, probably, you know, old and frail. But of course for the lion it's just one jump across. So, while crossing the hill, suppose if the ant clings to the body of the lion and holds on tightly to the fur, you know, ants they really can hold very tight, I've seen them, you know. And sometimes you like to chew away, you know, it's not possible. And say, hey Baba, please go. And sometimes you try to plead with the ant because it's near Krishna somewhere. So, if it can hold onto the lion very firmly, then it can easily cross the mountain. Just one meet. Which is unimaginable for the ant in its lifetime. So the acharya is that, like that lion who helps the disciple to cross the ocean of birth and death. Like the ant, the disciple should hold on to the feet of the acharya by following his instructions sincerely. That is very, very important. Otherwise, it is lip service. You know, nowadays, it's a fashion. I have a guru, you know. He's in India. So what are you doing here? I enjoy myself. Once a year, or during holiday, vacation, I go and see my guru. And I give his darshan. You know, I give him lots of Lakshmi. Ah, I see, okay. So that's their self-realization. And then, see, this is my guru. And on the other side, this is my pet dog. This is how they have respect for their guru. It's a very sad thing. Really sad. In fact, I asked one of the persons, why your altar is like this? I went to somebody's house. Why your altar is like this? Oh, only Tuesday and Friday we will clean, we will put flowers and you will put agarbatti. That's it. So Tuesday and Friday only you will eat. No, we eat every day. Then the Lord, Usually, we don't offer, you know. Why? Because every day we have to offer. We don't have the time now. This is spiritual life. You eat every day, but the Lord, He doesn't get. So when do you offer? At Deepavali, we will offer. Or any, you know, like Tamil New Year or what, we will offer. This is their sadhana, this is their devotional study. So how do you get self-realization? Only on Deepavali day. So, sincerity has to be there. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we have been chanting this verse. In fact, the other day, all the small Bhagavatas, they were chanting. Sadvidhi Pranipartena Pariprasnena Chereha Upadeshyanti Che Jnanam Jnanina Sadhva Darshana. Now this verse we have been reading and reading and reading throughout so many years. So it becomes familiar. When we become familiar, what happens? Familiarity breeds disease. So we take it for granted. Sadvidhi Pranipartena and so on and so forth and goes on. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service to him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. Each and every word, Prabhuji and Mataji, each and every word is spoken by the Lord personally. So when we are actually pronouncing, we are pronouncing and repeating after the Supreme Lord. These are instructions for surrender. And it is utmost important that we follow, one follows it, word for word. Otherwise, for those who have so-called surrendered, the following drama will enact itself year after year. And what is that drama? We simply pray for the mercy and admit our faults every year in Vyasa Puja offering. I'm a rascal, I'm this, and so on and so forth and so on. It goes on. And then we go on with our material pursuit without even meditating on those offerings till the next Vyasa Puja. And time goes on without concrete steps to rectify our repentance and performance of quality devotional service. There should be a concrete plan for improving ourselves by trying to follow the instructions of Guru very seriously and sincerely. Then we are eligible to get His mercy. Then it flows in. Otherwise, it is a mockery process for asking His mercy every year and doing the same nonsense and remaining in nonsense. So it is a very serious thing, actually. So when we get a spiritual master, we have to understand this big gravity, this statement is a big gravity statement. Tasmat gurum prapadyata vinyasu shriya uttamam shabde pare nishnatam brahmani upasamashrayam. Therefore, any person who seriously desires the ultimate spiritual perfection must seek a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, leaving aside all material consideration, should be understood to be a bona fide spiritual master. Now, here in this verse, it is not only the importance of surrendering of the bona fide spiritual master, it also delineates the quality of such a spiritual master. Number one, he must have realized the conclusions of the scriptures by deliberation. We call it vicharana paraha. He should be able to convince others of these conclusions. They leave aside all material considerations and take complete surrender of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes you see the sannyasis, they carry a danda. You know what's the purpose of the danda? To beat the disciples. No. To denote that they are Sridandi Goswami. The body, mind and speech has been devoted to Bhagavan. Even if they take a small stick from this side and leave it the other side, it is the purpose of for Krishna Seva, for Guru Seva, nothing else. That means everything, sarvam samarpanam, atmanivedanam, 100% surrender to Krishna. Some might say the other way around. I have heard this throughout some or other in my years. I have heard even this. My dear Prabhuji, I have been studying Shastra for 18 years, you know. Surely something must have gone inside, right? Then why seek Guru and complicate things all? Bhagavan and me, direct connection, like IDD. You know, person to person, mano imano, you know. We settle among ourselves, la. You know, this kind of statement. Can you imagine? It's definitely not the case, right? In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, right? There is a purport that it says, the acceptance of the spiritual master is absolutely essential for advancement in devotional service. And to the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes like this, without the attentive service of his parents, a child cannot grow to manhood. Similarly, without the care of the spiritual master, one cannot rise to the platform of transcendental service. One should always remember that a person who is reluctant to accept a spiritual master and be initiated is sure to be baffled in its endeavor to go back to Godhead. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 1.46 in purport and also in Nectar of Devotion 1.35 purport. Conditioned souls are brought to the path of bhakti by the help of Vaishnava and also by the direct guidance of the Supreme Lord. Harin vina naitva pitim saranti. Without the blessings of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot stop the continuous chain of birth and death within this material world. Krishna says stop, you stop. Krishna says go, you go. It's like a traffic light. Red, green. No amber. Amber will come when you pick up devotional service. Slow down. Right? Highway code. Spiritual highway code. So, we have to understand this fact. If Krishna says, it goes. If Krishna says no, it stops. But, there is a leeway, and that is the Vaishnava's mercy. And that's what we are supposed to do. When you see a sari or a dhoti, hold on to it very carefully. Very important. So, Lord Krishna as the super soul within everyone's heart directly gives us guidance. When a soul cries out for spiritual guidance, the Lord as Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master in the heart gives direct inspiration. And Krishna states, right? Krishna states, and the small Vaishnavas also stated the other day, Tesam Ivanukam Partham Aham Ajnanajam Tamaha Nasayami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Jeevena Pastatha. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroyed with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Bhagavad Gita 10.11. The Lord's mercy is therefore available both in the form of the instructing spiritual masters and the super soul within the heart. So therefore, the appearance of the spiritual master within the life of a conditioned soul is the direct mercy, we repeat, of the Lord. And Prabhupada stated in this same purport, the great sage Sukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, it is truly a sign of the Lord's mercy when one meets his pure representative, the bona fide spiritual master. But how effective is this mercy? It depends on one's sincerity. We went back to Mahabharata and we took out this particular verse. Yadacha Parsa Prahita Savayam Jagat Guru Yani Jagatha Krishnaha Nathani Pumsam Amrthayanani Rajoru Nine Shatapunya Leshaha. Lord Krishna was sent by Arjuna into the assembly of as the spiritual master of the whole world, and although his words were heard by some, like Bhishma Dev, as pure nectar, it was not so for others who were completely bereft of the last farthing of past pious words. The king Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana did not take the words of Lord Krishna very seriously. So here we can see, even the Lord personally comes, people were not interested. People were not taking him seriously. Why? Here, His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, he pointed out very nicely how unfortunate Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana must be. How unfortunate. Can you imagine, today you go back home and you're sitting in your room and suddenly your whole living room lights up and you turn around and say, wow, power search or what? How come so much of brightness? And you turn around and my God, there you see two armed form of Shyamasundara standing there, Shyamam Srivanga Lalitam Nityata Prakasam, and looking at you and smiling. What will you do? What will you do? Drop dead. You will faint, probably, but then obviously you will take full advantage of the darshan, won't you? But here, the Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana keep not. So we will go on further, right? Krishna was directly coming to them for peace, but as it is rightly said in the verse, Sata Punya Lesha, they were completely bereft of the last farthing of the past pious work. They were so unfortunate that their current life pious activities were already nil. In this life already zero, no account balance. If Krishna had to do something to relieve their punishment by considering if there was any good balance activities from the past life, even that was also zero. So similarly, we too are like the many Dhritarashtras and Duryodhanas, are bound to be doomed as we are fortunate beyond the limit. Is it not? We are so unfortunate. Why we were not born just 500 years back? We would have seen Mahaprabhu, right? Or we would have seen his descendants, right? No, we were not. We were not. But then we were still fortunate because the Lord came and then he opened up the gate of Haribhakti. In this regard, we will go back to Mahaprabhu. He is, you know, present here. And Mahaprabhu, you know, the golden avatar, as is stated in one of the books, so appropriately. And we were reading about the golden avatar and how he actually gave himself to Ramananda Rai. You know, it's impossible to understand. You see, among the gopis, right, Krishna takes his flute and he starts playing his flute, right? So mysterious, you know, at odd hours of the time. So, what to do? The gopis will go berserk. They were just simply captivated. The flute will just pull them out of the house. So some of them, they will run to the door and the relatives will be able to prevent them. Some of them, they will get locked up in the house and they will go to the window and they will cry and they will be like, you know, trying to get out of the like prison, you know, prison house. They will try to get out of the house. And some of them, they will run out of the house. They will drop everything. They will just simply run out of the house and run towards Krishna. And all of them will come towards Krishna. And then Krishna will ask, "Hey, Gopi, hey, Sakhi, how could you come? You've left your bandhu, your pati, your relatives and everything. You came to see me, na? Is this correct? You left your swadharma, no?" He will ask. And then some of them will say, "Yeah, yeah, you are right." And they will go back. They will go back to their house. After taking that, they are all very pure, no? Extremely fortunate personality. So they will go. And then some will say, and they will say, "If we become lesser in our Swadharma, will we get your darshan?" And they will, you know, enhance his happiness. And then they will have the Rasa Leela and so on and so forth. Now, among these categories of devotees, we have Radharani, the supreme personality on Bhakti. Right? You know what Mahaprabhu did? He ran into her heart. Krishna, he ran into her heart. And then he wanted to find out, why is Radharani missing me so much? Why is she giving up her entire prana? Why is she calling me Prananada? And so on and so on. What is this? I want to know. I cannot understand. He ran into the Garbhagraha, the inner chambers of Radharani's heart. And he actually took that prayer, Bhakti, and came out and transformed into this golden avatar and freely started distributing to every living entity. Can you imagine what he is giving you? Pokisham. It is a complete treasure. It is a very rare thing. Not in this 8,400,000 lifetimes, times 8,400,000 lifetimes, can we ever imagine what we are getting. We are so dull here that we don't even know what is happening. And he is giving us this prema bhakti. And that is Mahaprabhu's costless mercy. When they go out for begging, you know what they do? They will knock the door of the Grihastha. And the moment the Grihastha opens up, usually nowadays what they do? Open the door and first thing, donation. Would you like to donate for NKF? Or would you donate to community church? This is what we ask, right? No. they just dive straight to the grihastha's feet, lotus feet. You hold the feet tightly and you say, you chant Hare Krishna, you Hari Bol, and then we will let your feet. Otherwise, this is the only alms we are asking for. Can you imagine a Babaji coming to your house and holding your feet? You will say, 999, hey, they have a IMH case here, you know, please come. Bring your van. That's what you will do. So, this was how they worked so mercifully. Remember that song? Nadiya Gotrume Nityananda Mahajan. He opened up a marketplace. In his marketplace, in his stall, he was selling Harinam freely. Sadavan Janhe, Sadavan Janhe. If you have faith, oh faithful people, please come. Like that. So it was really wonderful. There, we come back to here again. So we are bereft beyond limits. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to take this on the topmost of our head. So in conclusion, His Holiness Maharaj said, as long as we are Shata Punya Lesha, bereft of the last stirring of our past pious activity, we cannot hear the inner voice of Krishna as Paramatma. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are His personal words, and they are non-different from Him, and we should take them very seriously, study sincerely, and obey His words by following them in our life. That is the only way to please Krishna. That is the only way to please Guru. Obeying Krishna's instructions, Guru's instructions, are the only ingredients for success in spiritual life. Therefore, try and pay complete attention to their living instructions and follow them. Then success is eternally guaranteed. Now, in our sadhana, in our daily practice, some of us we will read in the morning, some of us we will read in the evening, depending on our work schedule. So, or our itinerary, whatsoever. But that particular hour or time that is devoted to reading must be quote unquote devoted. Nothing else must come in between. If it comes, then it is not a devoted time anymore. It is a set aside time. Set aside time for what? For going through the motion. Yes. Hey, Bhagavad Gita, you read? You are not ready. You can, yeah. Okay. Prasada? Taken already. So it becomes a routine. And familiarity again breaks disease. And that disease will eat our bhakti raga deep. You know, sometimes we have nice tulsi plants and we have a lot of nice leaves coming out beautifully, and then suddenly you see one hole, two holes, three holes, and then you see one small Babaji down there eating away. What do you do? Insecticide, well gone. Don't do that, I'll just take a photo and say, please, go and do your business somewhere else. Leave my Tulsi Devi alone. Don't go and take bygone and be gone. You know, don't do that kind of thing. Karma, you know, dangerous. So, it will eat through. This disease of our familiarity will eat through our bhakti. So, we have to be very careful. So, devote means sit down there. Nothing else. And just me and Bhagavad. Me and Bhagavad Gita. Nothing else. Imbibe. When I say imbibe, put every word into the heart. The Krishna says, every time you read, every word that you pronounce must be clearly heard and clearly remembered. Then that is called reading. Otherwise it's just, you know, reading like a storybook. There's no use. So this is how we get our success. So we'll give you an example again. Not just from far away land, you know, like the Alice in Wonderland story. Just here, ISKCON temple. A person was lying outside the temple, fully drunk, to the brim. You're touching alcohol, you know, that kind of drunk. And he did not take a bath for months. And he was pinching. Can you imagine, one day you don't take shower, only you straight away, you go bald, Calvin Klein. And then this guy was not even taking bath for months. He was stinking. And guess who saw him? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada saw him and asked the devotee, Why are you not doing anything for him? You see how merciful Prabhupada is? In fact, I can deviate a little bit. One time Prabhupada was taking prasadam, and his sannyasi disciples were also taking prasadam in a different hall, and one two level up in Mayapur. And then they heard one Mataji screaming away in pain. And when Prabhupada came out to see what was happening, the sannyasi disciples also came out to see what was happening. What Mataji did was trying to take the remnant leaves from the dustbin to feed herself and her kids, I think. And this, there was this guard who was beating her with a stick to try to get rid of her, you know, chewing her away. And he was crying. And one of the sannyasi disciples across told Prabhupada, sometimes when we see them, we feel so sorry for them. You know, we feel very, our heart goes out to them. Sometimes it's so difficult. And you know what was Prabhupada's answer? Prabhupada looked at the sannyasi disciple and said, why only sometimes? It should be all the time. You should have compassion all the time. Is it not? So this is what Prabhupada was saying. Why you are not doing anything for him? And the devotees replied, Prabhupada, he is thinking very much. We cannot even go near him. He is like wanting. And Prabhupada said, in fact, Prabhupada instructed, he said, please give him some prasadam and make sure he gets prasadam regularly. Finish. Order, no? Cannot disobey. So they gave him prasadam regularly. And the person slowly came to his proper consciousness. Prasadam purified, not different from the Lord himself. And he was attracted by the devotees later. You know, he's seeing them dancing and being happy, big bald head, shining, sila. He was so attracted to all of them. So immediately he became a devotee. And not only that, he got one special thing in him. Association of Srila Prabhupada. Can you imagine? Pure devotee. So he became a serious devotee. So serious that he started distributing Prabhupada's books. And in a few weeks, just a few weeks, he became a top scorer in book distribution. And all other devotees were very astonished. And he became very curious. They were wondering, what? This man, after such a short time, he beat us wholesale, you know, hands down, finished. So one day, obviously, devotees are devotees, you know. So same like this. Let's go and follow, see what his trick is all about. And let's find out his trick secret. So they followed him behind, quietly, you know. And he was carrying his book and he was going. And they watched him from a distance. Let's see what his devotee is doing. He holds his book high up in his head, in his hands, you know. He didn't even hold like this. Usually we distribution, we hold like this, our chest, you know, close to our heart. But he was holding like this, above his head. And he said, I was living in a very bad condition, thinking almost like a pig. This person who wrote this book saved my life. Please take this book and he will save your life too. That's how he was speaking. The moment he said that, and because he was saying with firm conviction, people came and immediately took the book. Straight away it was selling like sweet. And this was the power of the Lord and his pure devotee. Can you imagine? Whoever comes in contact with devotees becomes exalted irrespective of his material qualification. Not necessarily we must have MA, BA, BSc, PhD, permanent MA. No, nothing. Nothing. Not at all. Right? Just simply humility and acceptance of Krishna in our heart. But nothing else. We all come to devotional service in so many different ways. Now this is a bit technical. Many times we come, it depends on the inner motive with which we come to devotee. Devotee bhakti. I remember Idanya Swava Bhavadar. Remember? Prabhupada disciple. He sang so beautifully in Lakshmi Narayan temple that the pujari will go up, make hot milk and come and serve him. He's a white devotee. But he sings so beautifully. He is so humble, you know, and he's such an exemplary devotee. He's so humble and timid, he can be intimidated by the Mataji in the immigration department. The Mataji scream and he said, it's quiet, like that. A Chinese Mataji, you know, speak a bit louder only. Mataji is angry. That's how humble he is. And this Idani Swabhada, he used to tell me that when devotees come to devotional service, they come in different ways. And he said one unique thing about devotees is they chant different mantras. One of them, he said, this person came to get a husband. So she wasn't chanting Hare Krishna, he told me. This Mataji was chanting Hare Krishna, but actually was not Hare Krishna. She was chanting Habi Habi, Hey Habi, Habi Habi, Ho Habi. Oh my God. I said, oh Prabhuji. He was, you know, such a comical person. It was very nice. So there was the mantra. So like this, our Hare Krishna mantra is actually must be Hare Krishna mantra. It must not be with ulterior motive. The moment it is with ulterior motive, but you get what you are chanting for. You won't get bhakti. So the inner motive may range from desire for name, fame, etc., all the way to wealth and women. Depending on our motive, somehow we get an association of like-minded devotees. And when we hanker for name and fame, we will get an association of devotees who will glorify us more superficially. And when we are eager to get a lot of wealth, we will get an association of someone who may be very shrewd in business. When our propensity is to gossip about others, then we will get the association of gossip mongers, international also. Okay? Initially, it doesn't strike us, but slowly and gradually we will get distracted by these external fools in the name of association. We keep thinking, oh, I'm associating with devotees. But only after some time, when our sadhana becomes weak and unstable, and we lose the taste for service, do we realize that we have lost our way. So, bhakti is a double-edged sword. You can cut both ways. So we have to walk and tread the path very carefully. And we have to understand what is really meant by association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada gives a powerful punch. What is the association of devotees? How do you relate? How do you look? How do I look at all these Vaishnavas sitting in front of me? How do I look at them? Young, old, you know, color brown, black, yellow. This is all demarcation. These are all materials. How do I look at them? Association with devotee means association with the Lord Himself. That's how we should associate with them. Because we are breath of nothing. We grow totally. So we have to observe it. By associating with someone, are we thinking of Krishna more? If that devotee is able to help us in thinking more about Krishna, then that association is worth it. Otherwise, as said above, in the name of association, we are doing something else. So one of the most astounding devotee characters in Srimad Bhagavatam is called, many times quoted, Sri Vrtasura. Right? Though he is in the form of a demon, he was exhibiting the symptoms of a pure devotee. He reveals to us in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.11.24, what should be the true motive of a devotee while hankering for devotee association? Right? Aham Harir Sava Padaika Mula Dasanu Daso Bhavitasmi Bhuyaha Manas Maraitasu Patir Gunanam Se Vinita Vap Karma Karo Sukhaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servant who finds shelter only at your lotus feet? Nobody asks us to be servant of Krishna. They only ask to be servant of the servant. O my Lord, O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engaged in the loving service of your Lordship. Sri Vrtasura said three reasons. And what are these three? To associate with the servants of the Lord. Number one, to engage his mind always in thinking of the Lord's transcendental attributes. Number two, to engage his words always in glorifying those transcendental attributes. Number three, to engage his body always in the loving service of the Supreme Lord. Body, mind and words. So everyone should carry a danda. Not exactly, but in the mind, right? And remind ourselves, body, mind and speech, devoted to Krishna. This should be our motive, also when we anchor for the association of the devotees. That is real association. So, Prabhupada, in this context, Prabhupada goes to the next verse. I just happen to read the verse. And the text, in the purport, says, to serve the Lord and the servants of His servants, in the association of the devotee is the only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. That is the only reason. We don't have any other business. No other business. No other agenda. If you have, drop it. When we get together and sing nice kirtan, we are serving the Lord in the association of the devotee. When we sit together and prepare nice flower garlands for the Lord or some nice bhoga for the Lord while at the same time talking some nice pastime of the Lord, then we are really taking advantage of devotee association. And we can also feel that our bliss is multiplied so many times, not when we sit together and gossip about someone else or talk some mundane topic. No? There's a great devotee, Prabhuji, Siddhiki, used to always quote Narasimha Mehta. and he spoke this. Kolno bhar narake murari aapke vyat saake ghat vadi. What does it mean? Lord Murari does not keep any debt with him. He returns it along with interest. Very dangerous, but also very merciful. In other words, Narasimha Mehta says that Lord always reciprocates to his devotees more than what they deserve. So if you surrender, then that drop of mercy manifests into spiritual master and goes on unendingly, like what I said, tsunami. It's a nice way, tsunami. Alright? Then, give a few examples. Narasimha Mehta gives a few examples. He says Sudama gave only a handful of cheap rice. But in return, to that simple token of love, the Lord gave him an opulent golden palace. Right? Then, he goes on to the next example. And then he says, Draupadi, when once Krishna's finger was injured and it was bleeding, don't believe, Rama, all Rama. But this is how he does it, right? Draupadi, without hesitation, tore a piece of her sari and bandaged Krishna's finger. But in return to that small favor, can you imagine? Mataji, please take note. Don't go to Hanifat. Don't go to Kalyana Sundaram. Don't go to India, what? Indian Emporium or something. Alright? Don't bother about all these places. Don't go to Mustafa also. Krishna supplied 999 saris and protected her from Dushasan while he was trying to strip her sari off in front of everyone. Can you imagine? You just become a devotee, you get dhoti, you get kurta, you get sari. Wow, amazing. That's what happened to that mrigari, right? That hunter. Everyone was giving prasadam. Everyone was supplying everything. What he did? Planted tulsi and sat down and started chanting. It is practical, even today. Whenever we see some sadhu, it's like that. I took a taxi from Ishwan to come here. And in the taxi, we were talking about Buddhism. A Chinese man, exactly 52 years old. Stress. How to find that $90 rental every day in order to meet me? And he said, I'm living hand to mouth. We were, you know, little bit of fishing we did. We arrived here, the taxi fare was $16 something. And he said, no, just give me 16. I don't want to change for you. Just have to do a bit of fishing. And it goes into the heart of the living entity who comes first time in contact with Krishna. The name is Krishna. But don't take that chain and use it for yourself. That chain must go back to Krishna's altar. Right? That's how devotees are. So that's how we should be doing it. So imagine, that little seva, Krishna gave 999 saris. Can we use that in our lifetime? Not possible. But Kujya, she was deformed, hunchback, simply served the Lord by giving little sandalwood paste. And then he handed Mathura. And in return, he meets to the insignificant favor, the Lord sat on a hunchback and made her into a beautiful girl. Can you imagine? And the Brajavasis, they only serve Krishna in a simple and humble way by listening to his words of bhoga offering, took Govardhan Hill. And in return, what did he do? He took the whole Govardhan Hill and protected them from the wrath of Indra, Lord Indra. So, when we are approaching the Lord, we have so many shortcomings. The mind is gone berserk. Actually, all of us are IMHs. But we are not going there because we are thinking that they are better. The one in IMH is worse than us. But if you go there, they can work out the entire formula and give it to you in IMH. So we can't do that. So actually, we all IMHs. Spiritually. We are all gone berserk. But we don't realize. So we don't have anything in hand, in qualification, in speech, in mind, in opulence. Nothing. What are we cooking? What are we cooking and offering? Vegetables. Just recently read in the newspaper, with insecticide. DDT. Kali Yuga. We can't even offer proper milk. UHT and whatnot and everything is inside there. Any devotee here who's using Amul milk for Krishna, please stop it. Amul milk is buffalo milk. If you are doing Abhishek with Amul milk, you are pouring buffalo milk on Krishna. Can you imagine? Physical. Savichandra Swami said, His Holiness, don't use Amul milk for Krishna, it's buffalo's milk. That's it. Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Don't use Amul milk. So like that, there are so many shortcomings. Right? When you're chanting Hare Krishna, or you're doing a bhajan, or even chanting in your japamala, your mind goes here, north, south, east, west, north, west, north, east, everywhere it goes. So all these shortcomings are there. We are unfortunate. Right? In Kali Yuga, what they said, men will become unfortunate, lazy, short-sighted, short-lifted, you know, and quarrelsome, and so on and so forth. It is 11th canto. So it's very scary to read all those things. But it is happening. Short-sighted. 5,000 years ago. Yesterday, no, I was wearing this progressive lens. So to speak. So, can you imagine? With all these shortcomings, still the ego is there. No, I read Shastra so many years, what? No problem, I break so many coconuts in Perumal temple, you know? Until the temple is full of coconuts. Inside also coconuts, empty. So like that, this is what bhakti is all about. To so many living entities, they don't realize. Unless we get down on our feet and hold the dhoti of a devotee, and somehow or other seek mercy and go through the proper channel and seek out the blessings of the Guru through the mercy of Krishna, ask him sincerely, I am rascal. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what does he say? He says one. He says, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, all these demons are going back. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that. If that Acharya of the topmost, he is speaking like that. Where do we stand? Or do we have a place to stand? No, we don't have. And yet there is so much ego. So drop everything and we have to just simply nurse our sick mind. And when we see this mercy of Krishna and we try to reciprocate, Krishna, you know, you try to reciprocate his love, even there he will outdo you. Because you know, if you listen to all this, you know, 999 saris and so on and so forth, and you become so, you know, sold out, and you say, hey, Krishna, you know, he's so merciful. So you go to him, and you say, hey Govinda, hey Murari, tumhe hamara karuna sindhu. Tumhe hamara bhakta vatsala. Telling them, you are my ocean of mercy, you know, you are my savior. How can I repay your kindness and mercy upon this Mahapapma, Papatma? How? And you know what will his reply be like this? And Narasimha Mehta also wrote that. He said, Jeno Lipan Asuteno Dino Sema Paramara Sun Kidun Danya Danya Nasenya Thari Vane Emo Bolyan Sarangapani. Means, Krishna, the wielder of Sarangabho, he replied, whatever I am receiving from my devotees, I am just reciprocating them back. What is so special about that? Why are you unnecessarily praising me? All glory to your sweet word. He will give you blessing. So can you imagine? The Lord exhibits humility and he speaks reciprocation with his dearmost devotees. So what we have to do, we have to leave this sickly mentality of bodily gratification. Bahir Artha. It is known as Bahir Artha. It's bodily gratification. We have to leave it. And we have to seriously endeavor for soul gratification. Not sense gratification. That is called Sva Artha. When we only do that, only when we seriously do that, then this prison house is for us for keep, for the millions and billions of births to come. And we cannot talk about bhakti, we cannot talk about prema bhakti, we cannot talk about anything else. We will be like, you know, in this life we call it life sentence, right? Life imprisonment. No. This is many billions and billions and billions of life imprisonment that we are casting upon ourselves. Can you imagine how insane? There is no IMH for us. You gotta get, I don't know what hospital. So, the best way to make our spiritual life complete is to take shelter of the Lord's mercy in the form of a bona fide spiritual master. And then by his mercy, we can perfect our existence and see Lord Krishna within and without every minute. Somebody comes to the station and says, what station you running, man? What kind of manager are you? Stupid are you? Yesterday or day before yesterday, we had a train disruption. Northeast line, Harbour Front to the Vigod. No train service. Power failure. Didn't you read it in the newspaper? I am in charge now at the Dhobi Ghaut interchange, and somebody came and bestowed these blessings upon me. But you have to see Krishna in him. Today, he's humbling me. And I thought I'm some big time manager, no? What can I manage? I've got diarrhea, I can't even manage my stomach. What kind of controller can I be? So we have to have that. Nail it inside the mind. We have to put it there. So, everything is dukkhalayam asaswatam. Temporary and full of misery. So the only shelter is the devotee. So unless we become come to that point and understand it and nail it down the head day in, day out, then we will be living in that surface only. That surface. We will be floating on that surface. You won't get any ring. No Sinti Mala. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any questions? I have my dear most God brothers, Balakrishna and Parthasarali. Please direct it to them. Any comments or corrections also? Okay. If not, I have a request. Because sadly, you know, before you shoot me, I shoot you. So, you might have observed that many times my lowly self is missing from many programs, Saturdays and Sundays, and even sometimes Utsavas, due to my erratic work schedule. Sometimes I come back home at 1:30, 2, and then the next morning I leave at 6, just to maintain my body and soul together. But somehow or other, we are maintaining our spiritual life simply by remembering all of your lotus feet. So today, I have the opportunity of having all of you here to take darshan. So, nothing gives me more pleasure than to hear all of you singing and chanting and being in the midst of you. Actually, when I was chanting just now, sitting here, whether it's Prabhupada's Pranam or Jai Radha Madhava or even the Harinam, I am actually listening to your reciprocation, because if I am listening to my own voice, I will not make progress. So, it is a golden opportunity. So, we take humbly to have kirtan. Grantharat Srimad Bhagavadam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Guru Granth ki, Sri Gopinanandi, Jai Guru Granth.